The next recording you hear is a composition of Neil Hefti. Neil Hefti was a talented American musician, songwriter and arranger. Yesterday was the anniversary of his birth in 1922, and he wrote this composition, which is a recording made in Melbourne in 1977. Neil Hefti's composition, Lil Darlin', was played by the Daxon Ditsylanders, a Melbourne band from 1977. In 1940, Cole Porter wrote the score for a stage production titled Panama Hattie. I'm going to play a couple of songs from Panama Hattie.
Connie Boswell and I would like to essay a couple of choruses of that new tune from the Cole Porter Show, Panama Hattie. This tune's called Let's Be Buddies. You ready, Miss Constance?
Am and have been long since. Just waiting on you, son.
That leaves it squarely up to John Scott.
What say, let's be buddies? What say, let's be pals?
What say, let's be buddies and keep up each other's morale?
But many's the time I'm blue.
What say, how's about it? Can't I be a buddy to you? What say,
let's be buddies.
What say, let's be pals? What say, let's be buddies and keep up each other's morale? I may never shout it, but many's the time I'm blue. What say, how's about it? Can I be a buddy to
tough as a stake, mean as a miser, low as a snake, scared as a rabbit, small as a mite, gay as a meadowlark, high as a kite, wild as a tiger, drunk as a fool, sour as a lemon and stubborn as a mule, sharp as a razor, smooth as a glove. That means, mister, I'm in love.
I'm fresh as a daisy, quick as a flash, slow as a tortoise, mixed as a hash, fierce as a lion, meek as a lamb, hot as a poker and cold as a clam, dead as a doornail, dumb as a dole, spry as a kitten and frisky as a goat, good as an angel in heaven above. That means, partner, I'm in love.
I'm fresh as a daisy, red as a beet,
green as a golf course, white as a sheet,
raw as an oyster, swung as a gate,
mild as a cigarette, it sure tastes great,
foggy as London, rough as a bus,
solid as a stone wall and ornery as a cuss,
blue as the sky in the heaven up above. That means, mister,
that's all, brother.
That's right, partner,
we're in love.
We'll be right back.
heard Bing Crosby introduce Connie Boswell as the two of them sang a song from Cole Porter's Panama Hattie, Let's Be Buddies. That was a recording from radio. They were accompanied by John Scott Trotter's orchestra. And then Glenn Miller's band with Marion Hutton and a couple of the musicians from the band singing Fresh as a Daisy. Once again, written by Cole Porter in 1940. And the next two selections were written by Cole Porter in a show that started in New York in October 1938. The show was called Red, Hot and Blue. The stars of the show on Broadway were Ethel Merman and Bob Hope. Two songs from Red, Hot and Blue.
I feel a sudden urge to sing the kind of ditty that invokes the spring. So control your desire to curse while I crucify the verse. This verse I've started seems to me the ten pantithesis of melody. So to spare you all the pain, I'll skip the darn thing and sing the refrain. The night is young and the skies are clear, and if you want to go walking, dear, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. I understand the reason why you're sentimental. Well, so am I. It's delightful, it's delicious, it's the lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's delovely. It's lovely. You can tell at a glance what a swell night this is for romance. You can hear dear Mother Nature murmuring low, let yourself go, so please be sweet, my chickadee. And when I kiss you, just say to me, it's delightful, it's delicious, it's delectable, it's delirious, it's dilemma, it's dilemma, it's deluxe, it's delovely.
Beat gone. I'm dealing, gloating, because I'm feeling so happy, I'm slab happy. So ring bells, sing songs, blow the horn, beat guns. Our love never will die. How am I riding? I'm riding,
I'm riding. Cole Porter wrote Riding High for Red Hot and Blue in 1938. That was sung by Ella Fitzgerald. It was preceded by It's the Lovely from the same show. Johnny Mathis sang it with Percy Faith's orchestra.
What now, my love? Now that you left me, how can I live through another day? Watching my dreams turning to ashes, and my hopes into bits of clay. Once I could see, once I could feel, now I am numb, I've become unreal. I walk the night without a goal, stripped of my heart, my soul. What now, my love? Stars tumbling around me. There's the sky where the sea should be. What now, my love? Now that you're gone, I'd be a fool.
That was the voice of John Gary singing What Now My Love, written in 1961 by the French songwriter Gilbert Bécaud, and lyrics by Carl Sigman. Here's a song that was introduced in a 1925 operetta called Paganini.
Is it well? Oh,
Girls Were Made to Love and Kiss, sung by Richard Tauber, written by Franz Lehár, and English lyrics by A.P. Herbert. I'm going to introduce you now to my singer of renown for this week, an American soprano born to a family who was very involved in music in 1910. And before World War II began, she started her operatic career. And from 1945, she sang at the Metropolitan Opera for about 30 years. In the 1950s, she sang in a couple of important movies, one with Maria Lanza and one with Bing Crosby. I refer to the soprano Dorothy Kirsten. And I'm going to play now a recording which she made with Bing Crosby on Bing's radio program.
For a duet tonight, Dorothy and I have chosen a great favorite of mine, and I hope of yours, too. Dorothy says she likes it, incidentally.
Love it, Bing.
Cut you in on it.
Soft as the voice of an angel, breathe. Gentle persuasion whispers her comforting word. Wait till the darkness is over. Wait till the tempest is done. Sunshine tomorrow after the shower is gone.
Sorrow rejoice.
That was my singer of renown, Dorothy Kirsten, singing with Bing Crosby on Bing's radio program, Whispering Hope, a song that was written by Alice Hawthorne and became a classic. A couple of delightful recordings for you to hear now. In 1884, Johann Strauss Jr. wrote the score for an operetta called The Gypsy Baron. The story was set in Austria in the 18th century, and it concerned a nobleman who got on the wrong side of the political leaders and was for a time banished, and he fell in love with a gypsy, and the title, The Gypsy Baron, and a couple of songs that I'm going to play. And the first one was Just a Gypsy at Heart, but it was rewritten with new lyrics as Open Road, a well-known recording by John Charles Thomas, but started off as Just a Gypsy at Heart. Here it is.
My history has made me train wild animals, but I'm more vain because I've really trained myself to be as spry as any else.
Get up.
The circus life taught me a lot. Now the circus is finished, but I'm not afraid if fortune frowns at dark. I'll breakfast on tomorrow's question mark. Adventure is in my brain. Why, any lion can smell it well. I always hold the whip and never let it slip. Whatever comes, I'll take the good and send the rest to home. Roaming free as the breeze. What's to stop me and why? I can live as I please, open road, open sky. I can live as I please, open road, open sky. My lion taming acting was enough to create quite a buzz.
Wow, wham!
From Timbuktu to Samarkand, I wowed them in the hinterland. I was king of the king of the beasts on the stage. Why, the public wouldn't let me out of my cage. They loved it when the lions licked my paws. I got the lion's share of their applause. I roam with the bold and the brave when the bold are gone. Whatever I wish I'll be, and the wish appeals to me. But there's a thing worth more than gold, my creed. I must go on, and roaming free as the breeze. What's to stop me in the void? I can live as I please, open road.
John Charles Thomas sang Open Road, a song that began as Just a Gypsy at Heart from the operetta The Gypsy Baron. Well, as the story progressed, the Baron and Safi, his gypsy girlfriend, got married. It's going to be a happy ending. And they sang a delightful duet, Wer uns getrau, Who Married Us?
Blau.
Oh, nee.
Charles Kullman as the Baron, and Erna Berger as his gypsy girlfriend Safi sang Wir uns getrau. And if you like to see and listen to music on YouTube, you'll find a couple of versions of that delightful duet on YouTube. So you just search for Wir uns getrau, the spelling WERUNSGETRAUT, Wir uns getrau, and you can be entertained for quite a few minutes, I can tell you. And if the melody sounded familiar, it's probably because you remember one day when we were young. That was sung in English, that lyric, in the 1930s film The Great Waltz.
For all we know, we may never meet again. Before you go, make this moment sweet again. We won't say goodnight until minute. I'll hold out my hand and my heart will be in it. For all we know, this may only be a dream. We come and go like a ripple on a stream. So love me tonight. Tomorrow was made for some. Tomorrow may never come for all we know.
For All We Know. That was written in 1934 by Fred Coates with lyrics by Sam Lewis, sung by Barbara Cook. Sam Lewis also wrote the lyrics for this song back in 1925.
Foot two eyes blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Turn up nose and a turn down hose, never had another beau. Has anybody seen my gal? Now if you run into 5 foot two covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet your life that it isn't hers. Could she love and could she woo? Could she coo? Has anybody seen my girl? 5 foot two, eyes are blue, but oh, what those 5 foot could do. Has anybody seen my gal? Now if you run into 5 foot two, covered with fur, diamond rings and all those things, bet you laugh that it wasn't her. Could she love him? Could she coo?
coochie, coochie, coochie woo. Has anybody seen my cat?
5'2", Eyes of Blue. That was Dean Martin, of course. The song sung was written by Ray Henderson, Sam Lewis, and Joe Young. That was Charlie Barnett's band Cherokee, written by Ray Noble and arranged by the trumpet player for Charlie Barnett, Billy May. And here's a delightful recording from 1960.
There's a man in the funny papers we all know. He lives way back a long time ago. He don't eat nothing but a bear cat stew. Well, this cat's name is Alley-Oo. He got a chauffeur that's a genuine dinosaur. Can knuckle your head before you count too far. He got a big ugly club and a head full of howl. Like great big lions and grizzly bears. He's the toughest man there is alive.
Hallelujah.
Wearing clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
He rides through the jungle tearing limbs off of trees.
Hallelujah.
Knocking great big monsters dead on their knees.
Hallelujah.
The cats don't bug him cause they know better. Cause he's a mean motor scooter and a bad go-getter. He's the toughest man there is alive. Wears clothes from a wildcat's hide. He's the king of the jungle jive.
Look at that caveman go.
Look at that caveman go. He sure is hip, ain't he? Like, what's happening? He's too much. Right, daddy, right. Hi-yo, dinosaur. Right, daddy, right. Get him.
Passing by, but you started something. I may never know why, but you started something. With your glance, a new romance was in the making. Just like the sun starts the flowers to waking, I knew all about love. I said, this can't happen. But then you came along and caught my heart napping. Now each hour and each new day will always be spring. Cause you really started something. But then you came along and caught my heart napping. Now each hour and each new day will always be spring. Cause you really started something.
In 1960, the Hollywood Argyles recorded Alley-Oop, named after one of the very first comic strip characters. And Rosemary Clooney was accompanied by Tony Pastor's orchestra in the recording of You Started Something.
At my call, but when I met that little girl, I knew that I would fall for a little fool. Oh yeah, I was a fool. Uh-huh. Oh, oh, carefree devil eyes. She'd hold me close and kiss me, but her heart was full of lies. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool, uh-huh. She cared for me, that we'd never part. And so for the very first time, I gave away my heart. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool, uh-huh.
Oh, 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 poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
The next day she was gone and I knew she lied to me. She left me with a broken heart, won her victory. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool, uh-huh.
Oh, oh, poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Well, I played this game with other hearts, but I never thought I'd see the day when someone else would play love's foolish game with me. Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool, uh-huh.
Oh, oh, poor little fool, I was a fool, oh yeah.
Poor little fool, oh yeah, I was a fool, uh-huh.
Oh, oh, poor little fool, poor little fool.
Poor little fool. Just one of Ricky Nelson's very big hits. I'm Graham Pascoe. I hope you've enjoyed my program today, Morning Music Program, every Monday at 9 o'clock.